Onions and fabric softener. We live in one of those neighborhoods that smell like wild onions and fabric softener. You know what I mean. If you don't, then you live a life more sheltered than I care to think about. This neighborhood smells like charcoal and poor people. Actually, it smells like anything we can find to cook with. Last night we ate the oak nightstand that Tessa finally told me she despised. I was so proud when I brought it home. 5 years later, she goes, "I've always hated that thing." So I busted it up with a 30-pound cast-iron dumbbell and grilled a T-bone over it. Poor people have poor ways, but sometimes the results are a little surprising. I took this picture of the Golden Gate Bridge from the Sausalito Ferry with a disposable Kodak and a pair of cheap sunglasses over the shutter. Paid 5 bones for the sunglasses at Dollar General. I don't know a damn thing about photography, but I've always liked this snapshot. I guess I can say we're moving up in the world. I'm using a battery-powered weed eater now instead of a gas-powered one. I gave my gas trimmer to Mad Matt and told him he could have it for parts because it wouldn't run anymore. Little fucker told me it runs fine. He said I was using the wrong oil for the engine. The guy can't write a check, but he can best me with wits most days. I was weed-eating the yard yesterday when old Mad Matt rolled up on his bicycle. He's been popping up on Saturday mornings lately. I don't ask him to mow the yard anymore, partly because he's getting on in years, and partly because Sean is old enough to do it. But old Mad Matt will still pitch in and help. He always insists on removing the slipper slide from the swing set so I can mow under it. I just let him do it, even though I'd already trimmed there with the weed eater. It's important to him that it be done right. As he was moving the slipper slide, I remembered a Robert Frost poem titled The Code, about when he told one of his hired hands how to pitch hay or something. The guy stuck the pitchfork in the ground and walked off. A man who knows his business will not be corrected. You just roll with it. That's how it is with our people. Music is like that. Last week, I put on Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger and told Sean, "If you don't like this song, I will fight you." He said it sucks, of course. When we practice guitar, he always wants to learn riffs by Skillet or Death Clock or something. But I still make sure he gets some practice with Creedence Clearwater Revival and Ted Nugent. I even sneak in a little Molly Hatchet when I can.